What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We've been talking a lot about the big, beautiful bill and everything that was in it. And part of it, of course, is making sure people who were exposed to radioactive waste from processed uranium here in the St. Louis area, dating back to the Manhattan Project, might get some compensation for the untold number of deaths and illnesses caused over the years from that. And back when I was a reporter at Channel 4, I covered this story with a group that had gotten together, called themselves the Coldwater Creek Group, and they wanted to draw attention to these clusters of cancers that were breaking out along this creek in North County. And, of course, Kim Thone Vizentine is with us this morning. She's one of the founders of that group, and I think your friend Janelle was with you at the time as well when I came out in 2011, Kim, and first talked to you about this. Congratulations on finally achieving some success here.
Thanks. It's surreal that we've actually, you know, finally achieved our last goal 15 years later.
Yeah, you know, to tell people who maybe aren't familiar with this RECA Act exactly what it's going to do.
Okay, so this is an existing program that's been around for quite a while. It's called the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, and it's put out by the Department of Justice. And what this is there are sites all across the United States that our government has actually harmed people with radioactive waste. There's other communities that have been on this for years. The Navajo Code Talkers are part of it. Bikini Atoll has been a part of it. Uranium workers out west have been a part of this. But Missouri has been left off of this bill for many, many years, despite the fact that we processed all of the uranium for the atomic bomb, and it was dropped into Coldwater Creek. So when we found out about this Compensation Act, Janelle and I began to pursue trying to be attached to it many years ago. And so what this bill will do is, if you have a very specific cancer that is related to radiation exposure, you have lived in an area in Missouri that is in one of the areas that has known contamination, whether that be near Weldon Springs or Coldwater Creek or Westlake, there are 20 zip codes. If you lived in an area for 2 years prior to your diagnosis, you have a cancer on the list, you will be eligible for $50,000 in compensation or payment of all of your medical bills.
Wow.
If you're still surviving. If your loved one has passed, you will be eligible for a one-time payout of $25,000.
I thought for some reason I was seeing that you would receive a base payment of $100,000 and then it would be additional reimbursements for any out-of-pocket medical expenses that might not be covered by insurance, which I imagine would potentially be a lot.
It used to be. It was different at one time, and there's different things for different groups. So there's downwind communities that were affected by atmospheric testing. They have a different payout than us.
Okay.
So we're what kind of a quote-unquote downstream. We're the first community like ours that's downstream. There's some other areas that they want to add, like Tonawanda, New York. But beyond this, beyond the payment, we realize there's a lot of folks that won't be covered. Autoimmune diseases. There's so many other folks that got left off that, you know, including my own son. A little bit of my backstory is the reason that, you know, Janelle and I started this with several of our friends is we were all sick or our family members were sick. My own son, I grew up in North County, lived there for 27 years. You know, obviously exposed to the creek growing up in it. I moved away and my son was born with a rare radiation-linked brain tumor at birth. There's only 50 cases in the U.S. of this brain tumor, and he was born with it. But when he was born, I was living on the hill, so not in a zip code that's affected. So I will not get compensation, but that's okay. That's not why I did this, right?
Right.
But beyond the compensation...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just because we're a recognized community, this opens up federal grants for the entire region. So all of these areas that have been affected will now be able to go through the DHSS and apply for federal grants and funding for screening clinics, for health screening clinics, and for health education and awareness. So there's grants up to $300,000. That exist for these communities. And if you know anything, you know, North County's changed a lot over the years. It's, you know, the economics have changed. So these grants feeding back into this community is so important.
Sure.
And yesterday I spent a lot of time speaking with Wesley Bell and Shalonda Webb, and they were beyond excited about the opportunity for these grants for the people in North County to get some more help.
Right. Kim Thone-Vizantine is our guest, and she's been part of this, helped organize the Coldwater Creek Group years ago. You know, I remember, and you pointed this out to me yesterday, I was one of the first TV reporters to do a story on this when you guys formed. And you told me at the time your questions were, how can there be all of these different cancers in one area? All these, it's just strange. And you hit a lot of brick walls over the years. And Republicans and Democrat legislators, some tried to help you, others didn't. Why did it take so long, do you think, for St. Louis to get recognized when all of these other areas were already benefiting from this fund?
I don't know, Mark, and you're right. You were actually the first reporter that believed in us. And it was funny because we were just a group of kids. I say this, we always joke, you know, very Scooby-Doo, like if it wasn't for those meddling kids, right?
Yeah.
But we were just a bunch of kids from North County that grew up, and we started noticing we were all sick. And it was like, something's not right. And we tried to talk to folks about it, and they didn't believe us. And we were scattered all across the country. And so when nobody believed us, there were six of us at the time. We took it into our own hands, and we created these maps, these cancer maps and this health survey. And we just started doing the legwork on our own. And you know, some of our members, our original members, have passed away now from cancers that were sick. So they didn't get to see where we are now. They won't get to see this win. But, I think a lot of people, it was right in front of them, hidden in plain sight. But it takes 20 years for these cancers to show up. So by the time people get sick, they've moved away from the area. So it really doesn't look like all these sick people in one spot in North County, you know.
Kim, obviously you want to...
Oh, go ahead.
I was sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, obviously, you want to celebrate this win 20 years in the making, but what's next? Where do you go from here? Because obviously, you're saying that some people with these autoimmune diseases are not necessarily included in this.
Well, I mean, we heard Senator Hawley talk yesterday about this, and he was very positive. And he's like, you know, we'll continue to try to add these other areas, right? We talked to a lot of folks about, from the Coldwater Creek group, we'll continue to educate, but this is really going to become a local fight now because it's going to have to go to a local level where people start to fill out these forms for the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. The money is there. So the money has been allocated from the big, beautiful bill, and it's $7 billion, by the way, over the next several years. It's been allocated for all of these people who have been exposed to radiation, right, across the country. And it's incredible.
And in case, Kim, before I run out of time, in case people are listening and they're interested in, or they think they would be eligible to apply for that, what's the best way to do it?
So the Department of Justice has a website. It is called the Department of Justice Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
Okay.
So you can Google it. They need to go there. The links are going to take about 2 months to get up and running. You do not need a lawyer. What you do need is proof of your disease, proof of your cancer that you had. There's a list of the cancers that's on our website. And then proof that you lived in the area. That can be, if you were a kid, that can be a school record. That can be an immunization record. That can be tax bills. But do your legwork over the next 2 months while we wait for the government to get this site up and running.
Yes.
And get those records together.
See, it's good advice. Kim, congratulations again. And on behalf of my wife grew up in North County, her brother used to play in an offshoot of Coldwater Creek. Thank God he's still okay, to the best of our knowledge. But thanks for all your hard work on this.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you, Mark, for continuing to cover it. And, I mean, thanks for believing in us.
You bet. Absolutely. Kim, thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. Kim Thone-Vizantin, who really helped start this fight, she and Janelle and another handful of people that grew up in that area. So good for them.
I feel so bad for all those people who she said, passed away before they ever got to see
many of them.
I mean, like she said, it's a big step in the right direction, but there's more work to do.
When she showed me those numbers all those years ago, I'm like, this can't be right. And people would just deny when every agency they went to would do, well, you can't prove it. How can you prove it? And they knew they were onto something. So I'm happy for them.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.